Let's go right now with the message, Smart Start, and see what we can find. He's got the whole world in his hands. Amen? Isn't that great? Isn't that beautiful? Say that with me. Trusting is believing. One more time. Trusting is believing. Smart Start. If you want to have, what smart means is intelligent. It also has the idea of a stinging pain. Ooh, that smarts. Start means beginning or jump or move. All right, so the bottom line is, if you want a smart start, you can have it. If you want to be dumb as a box of rocks, you can have that as well. God wants you wise. God wants every day for you to make intelligent moves, intelligent jumps. He wants you to begin every day smart. That's what he wants for you. He doesn't want his people to be dumb. He doesn't want you to be ignorant, especially of the Word of God. It does not matter if you have a four-year degree. If you can read, my friend, if you can read, even if you can just read a little bit, you start reading the Word of God, I guarantee it, you'll be smarter than all your teachers if you stay with it. If you stay with it, you'll be wiser than anybody. If you'll stay with the Word of God, it'll make you so wise. It'll help you in your life. So we saw that last week with fearing the Lord is the beginning. Fearing the Lord is the beginning. Fear is not a reverential, it is a reverential awe, but we don't understand what that is. It's a reverential awe. I fear the Lord, so I got some reverential awe. What is fearing the Lord? It's believing Him. It's obeying Him. If it's just black and white, you read it and you do it. Amen? That's what it is. I follow Him. I believe Him. Why? Because I fear Him. Because He's God and I ain't. You hear me say? And I want to do it His way. Well, I don't think I'll follow the Jesus way. You know, He died on the cross. Well, I'll make my own way up. You can't do that. Well, you can do it, but you're a nut. Fear Him. Follow Him. Obey Him. Believe Him. Have a smart start, man. Why should you live your whole life doing it your way and die and go to hell? That's dumb. That's dumb. Are you hearing me? Do it His way. If He can help you with your marriage, then why don't you take Him up on it? If He can help you with your money, then why don't you take Him up on it? If He can help you with friendships and relationships, why don't you take Him up on it? No, I'll do it my way. That's dumb. Are you hearing me today? You come to church, been called dumb 8 times already, ain't you? Join the club. Amen? We've been there. I've made some dumb decisions, you know what I'm saying? But God wants us to have a smart start. Last week was fear the Lord. This week is trust the Lord. Let's move it, Raj, and see what we got this morning. Here we go. Fearing the Lord is the beginning. Trusting the Lord is the blessing. The blessing. When you and I learn to trust the Lord, I'm going to tell you something. What I'm going to tell you this morning is not easy. It's not going to be easy. I'll just trust the Lord. Bless God. Amen. Glory. It ain't easy. It's easy talk. It's harder to do. But it's a blessing if you start and you start living trusting the Lord. Let's look at a few statements I wrote up here. Here we go. I fear the Lord because He's right. I trust the Lord because I know He's right. You see the difference, say? I trust the Lord because I know He's right. Look at this one. I fear the Lord because He says so. But look at this. I trust the Lord because I know what He says is so. You understand? Say that with me. Come on. I trust the Lord because I know what He says is so. You don't believe that Bible there, do you, Earl? Yes, I do. I do believe the Bible. He has proven it to me over and over and over, time and time and time again. Boy, it isn't because the Bible has failed me in my life. It's because I failed the Lord in my life. Anybody messed up, it was me. It wasn't the Word of God. God's Word is true. It's right. It's good. It's honey to be eaten up, man. It's great. It's sweet. I trust the Lord because I know what He says is so. That's where I want to live my life. I fear the Lord because I know what will happen if I don't. But watch this. I trust the Lord because I know what will happen when I do, baby. It's just good. If I trust the Lord and believe Him and follow His Word, man, it's great. I'm not saying you're going to have this perfect life, but you can take it to the bank. You can have confidence in it. You can live your life by it. He'll never fail you. And we won't talk about it today. That's where I want to get us. If you want to have a smart start, I don't know how many is going to take me up on it. I don't know how many is going to leave here today saying that's what I want. Thank God I had several people leave last week, and they told me this week they've been reading the Word of God. They've been getting in the Bible. One fellow was just going to read a day. He opened it up, read all the whole book, read the whole book of John, whole book, boom, you know, this week. Because he got lit up, man. He got lit up. He wants to start smart. He's already told me this. It's starting to change my life, starting to affect my life. It will do that to you. So where do you put your trust? Where do you put your trust? I just want to look at that word trust. I went to my handy-dandy Webster Dictionary, which I keep in my right-hand drawer. It's not a big fat one. It's a little guy. About like that. So I went there and I looked up the word trust. Of course, I thought the word trust meant confidence. Confidence. That's what I think of. I didn't think I needed the dictionary. I just went and looked anyway. Trust. To rely upon. To have faith in. Trust. And I'm like, where's confidence? Where are you? It's confidence. No, it's confidence. So you know what I did? I went to confidence. And looked at the word confidence. You know what the definition of confidence is? Somebody tell me. Trust. Who wrote the dictionary? Good grief. Don't you think if it's over here, it should be there? That's what trust is. Trust is confidence. Can you say that with me? Trust is confidence. One more time. Trust is confidence. So where do you put your confidence? This week I went to the Bible and I looked up the word trust, where it was misplaced. Now, what do I mean by that? A misplaced trust. The Bible tells us that many people in the Bible, and many people like you and me, we put our trust, our confidence in a lot of things, but it's misplaced. It's not in the Lord. And so I've got them for you. You can go on the website if you'd like. I'm not going to give all the scripture verses on the screen this morning, but do a Bible study with us. Go on the website, click this message tomorrow afternoon, and everything you see here will pop out for you, and you can do it at home, and it's great. But where do you put your trust? Here's what some in the scriptures and what God tells us in the Word. Some people put their trust in chariots. They put their trust in the bow and in the sword. Some people put their trust in armor. I mean, some people, they just think if we've got the biggest, mightiest army, I mean, you know, we can make it happen. That's where we put our trust. We put it in the trust that army, that navy, that military, that marine. Listen, we need to trust the Lord, man. Are you hearing me say? Our military would tell you, please pray for us. Because they, even though they're great and they want to do a good job, they need our prayers, man. We need to put our trust in the Lord, not in military might. That's a misplaced trust. Some people put their trust in oppression. Some people think, boy, if I can just be mean enough, tough enough, push people enough, don't, you know, keep the upper hand, nobody will mess with me. I'm the man. No, you ain't. That's not going to fly. You can't trust just all your own strength and putting people down. That's not going to fly. Some people trust in princes. What's that mean? Government. Uncle Sam will fix it. Big Brother will get it done. That ain't happening. You hear me say? That's not being smart, putting it off on somebody else. Oh, I just trust that. We need to pray for people in government. We need to pray for people in leadership. But our trust is where? In the Lord. We have confidence in Him. Keep looking. Some people trust in graven images. What is that religion? Some people, they'll go to their dying grave trusting in some water that was sprinkled on them when they were a little baby. Well, I was this. Do you know Jesus? Well, I don't know about that, but I was this. They put their trust in religion. Or if I do this, or if I do that, or if I have this form of religion, I'm going to be okay. Don't trust in religion. Trust in the Lord. Some people trust in vanity. They trust also in beauty. Hey, I'm all for trying to stay healthy. Hey, look, do the best you can with your body. Amen. And please, try to do the best you can with your looks. Let me tell you something. If I had hair, I'd comb it. You hearing me? That's what I'm talking about. Do the best you can, but one day, friend, your body's going to let you down. Stuff's going to start to fall out. Stuff's going to start to sag. Look at my body. We'd rather not. Okay? Don't trust in that vanity. It's funny. You don't see no, 85-year-old women, you know, proud as a peacock like they were when they were 18, strutting their stuff. Because you can't trust in it. It's going to let you down, man. Trust in the Lord. Keep looking. I'm talking about misplaced trust. Some people trust in lies. What do I mean? They tell one lie to tell another lie to tell another lie. And if I keep lying like a dog and I keep covering up my tracks, you see, I'll be fine. Because I know what I said. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Trust in lies. Trust in the Lord. Some people trust in wickedness, conniving, cheating, scheming. They believe if they can do that enough, boy, they'll get by. Yes, sir. Better trust in the Lord. That gig's going to be up one day. Some people trust in their own righteousness. I'm not that bad. Come on. I do good to my neighbor. I'm a pretty nice person. I believe there's a giant scale in heaven, they say. and my good works will be placed on one side, and my bad works will be placed on the other. And I believe my good works will outweigh my bad works, and I'll go to heaven. What's the problem with that kind of theology? It ain't in the Bible. It's only in your head. That ain't how it works. Newsflash. If you try to make it to heaven on your own works, you're going to be compared to Jesus Christ, His righteousness. Let's see how you measure up then. You might have measured up real good to Preacher Clark, but you're going to fall way short of Jesus Christ. Our righteousness, the Bible says, is as what? Filthy rags. You can't trust in your own righteousness. Trust in the Lord. Keep looking. Well, some people trust in works. I've done this. I went to this church. I did that. I did that. I did that. Big deal. It's not going to help. It's not going to get you there. Some people trust in friends. How many ever had a friend let them down? Can I see your hand? See there? Don't do it. Be a friend to somebody because you love them. Be a friend because you care. Be a good friend. But you cannot trust your friend to never make mistakes. Don't set them so up high on a pedestal they're just going to fall right off of it, friend. You can't do that. Trust in the Lord. Some people trust in riches. If I can get just enough money, if I can make enough money, man, if I can make enough money, I can retire, I can eat, I can drink, I can be merry. Jesus told a story like that in the New Testament. Guy said, I'll eat, drink, be merry, I'll pull down my barns, I'll build bigger barns, I'll say to my soul, so you is rich. Jesus said, one problem with that poor fool. This night your soul's required of you. Then who shall all that stuff belong to? Say. Don't trust in riches. Trust Him. Use it to His glory. We trust in ourselves. The arm of flesh will do what for you? Fail you. This flesh, if you put your trust in this, it's going to let you down. I pull myself up by my own bootstraps. I can't count on nobody but me. Trust in the Lord. He won't let you down. He loves you. We trust in the flesh. What else? We trust in our own heart. What's the Bible say? The heart is desperately what? Wicked. Who can know it? I trust in my heart. Don't trust in your heart. If you know your heart and you know you can't trust in it. Amen? Come on. Trust in man. Man will let you down. Whoever had a man or a woman that let them down? Can I see your hand? Look at that. It just happens. That's what we're good at, letting people down. We're just not good at having people put their faith and trust in us. Let's keep looking. This is where I want to take us this morning. Hope you're with me now. This is going to be a help. This is a smart start. This is if you want to get it, you can get it. I went to Proverbs. This is a study in the book of Proverbs. I can't do all the Proverbs in this five-week series, but we're going to get quite a bit, I think, out of it. Proverbs 3:5. This is like one of the greatest verses in all the Bible. How many knew this verse before I put it up on the screen? See there? Isn't that crazy? I mean, the Proverbs has so many verses. Did you know that's the only time trust is mentioned in the book of Proverbs? It's mentioned right here, and it sticks out like, my goodness, it's like John 3:16. This is like Romans 8:28. It's huge. Look at it. Say it with me. Come on. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. Isn't that huge? Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Right? Amen? And don't lean under your own understanding. Boy, this is huge. God wants us to trust in Him. He wants us to have a smart start. He wants something good for us. Trust with all your heart. Have confidence in the Lord with all of your heart. I pop this up. This could not be said any better or any clearer. I don't care what translation you got. That cannot be said any better or any clearer. How should we trust the Lord? You can't say it any better. Say it with me. With all of your... One more time. How should we trust the Lord? With all of our heart. I don't think you could say that any better. What does that mean if we don't know it already? What does that mean? Here's what I put down. It means give it everything you have, man. Trust the Lord with all of your heart. Give it all to Him, man. Look at it. 110%. When I coach, a little coaching I did, that's what I wanted. I wanted 110%. Okay? And if we get our tails beat after we've given 110%, that's all right. But we gave 110%. We laid it out there on the field. Amen? You know what I saw Monday night in a football game? I saw one team give all their heart. I saw Florida give all their heart. If you're from Ohio, that's your problem or your blessing. Amen? I can't help that. You hearing me? Listen, I think you agree with me. You Ohio State fans, you agree. Another team showed up, didn't they? Say, come on. And a team went out there that said, you can't make it. They're, you know, you don't have a dog's chance. And the other people are marching around, you know, going to Heisman Trophy ceremonies. That's not a bad thing. However, I do think it's a negative. I think it was a negative for the team. You know what I'm saying? That team went out there, and it, you know, whether you like Florida or not, you cannot argue that that team put it on the line. Matter of fact, they played like somebody else. They didn't play like themselves. You know, that's crazy, man. You know, yeah, I hear you. That's what I'm talking about. Lay it on the line for God like that, 110%. Somebody says you can't, you say I can. All right? I can do everything through Jesus Christ. I can do this. What does all your heart mean? Look at it. Don't hold anything back. See, we think we trust the Lord. I hope you are listening. We think we trust the Lord. But how many of us trust the Lord like that? 110%. Not holding anything back. That's what the Bible says. We sometimes think, you know, man, I've had this problem and I really trusted the Lord. Did you? Did you trust Him with all of your heart? Come on. I mean, this preaches to me. This is rough on Clark today. What does all your heart mean? It means go all the way in, baby. This is just country talk. This is the way I think. Here it is. What's it mean? With both feet. I'm in. Look, if Jesus died on the cross, if He rose from the dead, if there's no other way for me to get to heaven but by Him, if He loved me that much, listen, why in the world will I believe all that, but I won't believe this over here? I won't believe whatever else you told me. That's crazy. Go in with both feet, man. Both feet. That's what all your heart means. Trust Him with all your heart. Do it without reservation or hesitation. You said it said that in there? Mm-hmm. Well, then that's all right. That's what I'm going to do then. Amen? If it said that in there, that's what I'm going to do then. Now, they'll call you a nut in the media. They'll call you crazy. They'll call you wild-eyed. They'll call you right-wing. Oh, I don't know what they say. All I'm saying is this, call me a believer. I believe it. I believe the Bible. I believe what it says. If I can't believe what it says, then I shouldn't be preaching. I ought to quit. Amen? But that's what's good for me to preach is good for you to do. It's good for us to do together. Do it without reservation, hesitation. Well, all your heart means sell out completely. All of my heart. I say it like this. I've sold the farm. I've sold the farm, baby. I'm in. I want to serve Him, love Him with all of my heart. It's not easy. You might say, Clark, that was a great little talk, a great little pep talk. Now listen to me. How do you do it? How do you do it? How do you sell out? How do you do that? How do you trust the Lord with all your heart? You want to know? Here we go. I went to Proverbs 3, and I just let Proverbs 3, the Word of God, tell us. Here's how you trust the Lord with all your heart. Here's how you can trust the Lord with all your heart. Now, this is the Bible. This ain't me talking. Here we go. Don't lean on your own understanding. Say that with me. Don't lean on your own understanding. What's the Bible say? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. What does that mean? Don't think you got it all figured out. When you think you've got the answer, what is wrong with checking it out in the Word of God? You might think something's right, but that still small voice is reminding you of something in the Scripture, but you want to do what you want to do. Don't lean on your own understanding. Don't go through life leaning on your understanding when there's a God in heaven that has written a book that's God-breathed that wants to help you. Does that make sense? Trust Him. I don't understand this. I don't understand how that can work out. Trust Him with all your heart. Are you hearing me? It's too late. There's no way. It can't happen. God is in the miracle business. Things can happen. Trust Him with all your heart. Believe in Him, not your own understanding. Keep looking. God's not saying put your brain in a trash can, but He is saying trusting me totally doesn't end with just your thinking and your thoughts and your understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. That's how you do it. In everything you do, acknowledge Him. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. What does that mean? Why do we make decisions without consulting Him? Say. You think God should have a part in our decision making? Yes or no? You think He should have a part in our business decisions? Sure He should. I think it's dumb not to consult God. This doesn't make good sense to me. The God of heaven. Fear the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. I fear Him, I obey Him, I trust Him. This is where knowledge flows.
but I don't want to trust him. I can trust him for dying and saving me from hell, but I can't trust him with my marriage or how to raise my kids, or I can't trust him when it comes to their finances. It's crazy. Listen, in all your ways, acknowledge him. Also, when good comes, don't take the credit. Look at what I did. Acknowledge him. I remember the pit he dug me out of. This is to the glory of God. Amen. God loves to get glory. God loves to get credit. That's what he wants out of your life. The Bible says, what does it say? Let your light so shine before good men, before men, that they may see your good works and glorify you. Glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Acknowledge him. Everything you do, that's how you trust the Lord with all your heart. Look at this one. We're just walking through Proverbs 3. Here we go. Be not wise in your own eyes. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Don't think you've arrived. Don't be a wise guy. I've got all the answers. I've got it figured out. God will use his word. He will use others who know his word. I worry about when he uses others. I'm going to just be honest with you. I worry about when people come up to tell me God told them something to tell me, but it ain't in the Bible. People do that all the time on Christian TV. You see it, God told me this. Well, can you give me a verse or like at least, like keep it in line with what God teaches? You hear me? Don't be wise in your own eyes. But that doesn't mean, listen, when somebody else who knows the Word of God, who has the Word of God, they can share wisdom too. Listen, don't be wise in your own eyes. Trust Him. Isaiah 55, watch this. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return to the Lord. He will have mercy upon him, and to our God he will abundantly pardon. Now listen, my thoughts are not your thoughts, God says. My ways are not your ways, says the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Why shouldn't we plug into that? Say, don't be wise in your own eyes. Tap into him. Tap into his word. Read it. Believe it. He's not trying to punish you. Listen, he's not trying to punish you by having you read his word. Amen? He's trying to help you. Keep looking. How can I trust the Lord? Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Look at that. Proverbs 3, fear the Lord, depart from evil. What does that mean? Listen, here's what that means. If the Bible says don't do it, what should you do? Not do it. Why? Because I trust the Lord. Are y'all listening? Say, I don't do it. Why? Because he told me not to do it. Well, I don't agree with that. That's just your interpretation. As far as I'm concerned, you can just keep being dumb. You're going to keep arguing with God constantly. 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 Well, that's just your interpretation. Well, then have at it. Happy trails. That's ugly. I know it's ugly. I'm talking about trusting the Lord and not just picnic trust. I mean, this is some serious trust. You hearing me today? Trust him, man. If he says do it, then do what? Do it. Well, that's just what you think. I didn't make it up. I didn't want to do any of it. I'm with you, man. I didn't like it either. But you know what? After all these years, from a hellraiser to still a sinner, but God's been working in my life. I tell you what, he's brought me a long way. He's brought me a long way. I tell you what, and it's to his glory. It's just his honor. I'm not talking about this church crowd we got. I'm talking about in my personal life, in this head of mine, early on in my marriage. It would have been very easy for me and Joy to say, no, we're not going to stick it out. No, we're not going to go through the fire. No. But God's word says, stay. God's word says, hang in there. God says, love her like I love the church. He told her, respect your husband. And you know what? We started putting some of these things to practice, and 23 years later, we're still together. Amen? And we're happy. We're happy. Do we fight? Yeah, like cats and dogs. Is that true? I do. Anyway, what I'm saying is it works, man. Come on, keep looking. How do you trust the Lord? Watch this one. This is Proverbs. This ain't me. It's Proverbs. Look at it. Verse 9, honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of your increase. What does that mean? How do I show I trust the Lord? By my giving. You show you trust the Lord by your giving. You show you trust the Lord by what you give, how you give. The Bible is clear on it. You should honor the Lord with the first fruits of your substance. What does that mean? You should put Him at the top. And not after you've run out of money, and I'm in church, and I can't give because I'm out of money. You might be surprised if you would trust Him with all your heart. Put Him first, how your life might change, how your finances might change. Why is He blessing me? Why does He bless so many others who do that? He will bless you. How many regularly tithe and God has blessed you for it? I'm not trying to make you put you on the spot, but come on, let's do this right here. How many? He's blessed you for it. He's blessed you for it. He's blessed you for it. He's not a liar. He's not a liar. He wants to bless you. You ought to honor Him. A lot of people, I don't get off on this like a lot of people do, but that's all I'm going to say. However, a lot of people think first fruits is, there's some people that give their whole month's salary when they begin January. And you know, if a Christian wants to do that, praise the Lord for him. I don't think that necessarily is teaching that. But a lot of people do that. They give, if they ever get a raise or anything, they just honor Him first. That's how they are. I tell you what, God will honor a person that does that. If they do it with the right heart motive and they want to do that, God will bless them. But we certainly know that we should tithe. We should give to the Lord. I don't harp on that. Bottom line is, I don't want you to give money here if you can't give it cheerfully and because you're honest to the Lord. There's plenty of organizations you can go give it to. I want God to be honored in this place. Amen? But it's the right thing to do. That's how we trust the Lord. How many have ever had that you've tithed, you've given money to the Lord's work? Listen. And you just didn't have anything else. And He showed up. He blessed. And He pulled you through. Have anybody ever done that other than the preacher man here on the stage? You just did it because it's right to do. I'm going to do that and He's going to show up. He's going to give me a job. I'm going to work. Honor Him with your substance. That's how we show that we trust Him. I trust you, Lord. Here's a buck. I don't fly. I know that's tough preaching, but it don't fly, friend. I'm talking about trusting the Lord. How about this one? Look at Proverbs. We're staying in Proverbs 3. We haven't even moved. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of His correction. How do I show that I trust Him? How do I trust Him with all my heart? Don't despise His chastening. Don't despise His correction. What I mean is this. So many people bail on God when the going gets tough. Is that true? Well, I can't believe they did that, so I quit. Well, you're a really great champion. Come on. When things get tough, you never know if that's the correction of the Lord, the chastening of the Lord in your life. Hang in there. I trust Him. I'm serving Him and not these people anyway. You hear me today? Trust Him. Look at the scripture. For whom the Lord loves, He corrects, even a father, the son, in whom He delights. I want to say this. My wife and I were talking about this week. I believe, at least it works this way in our house, a mother nurtures. Okay? Would y'all agree with that, mamas? Y'all are good at nurturing. At least that's the way it works at our house. Now, I love the kids. I nurture on them. I say I love them. I hug on them. I love that. I embrace them. I love that kind of stuff. But definitely, Joy nurtures them better. She's so much more concerned about their clothes and their what they're eating and their teeth. And you know what I'm saying? And stuff like, even though I like my kids to brush their teeth, that's for sure. But anyway, but listen, but you know what dads do, at least in my home? I chasten. I'm the guy who corrects. Now, she corrects some, but by and large, it's me. And a lot of days, she's much more popular in the house than I am. That's that idea. Listen, God chastens us. He corrects us. But does that mean I don't love Mitch and Elise? No, I love them. And when I can honestly say, almost all the correction or chastening I've ever done, there have been times where I did it and they didn't deserve it. Probably. There's no question because we're human. We're parents. We do that. But almost all the time, whenever I've corrected my kids, it's because I do love them. It's because I do care for them. It's because I know this book, and this book tells me this is no, 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 that ain't happening. You're not doing that. You're not going there. It ain't happening. It's the way it is. Why? That's just the way it is. I'm your dad. Don't despise God when he does that. He's not trying to pick on you. Are you hearing me? Why can't I do that? He loves you. Don't despise him for that and say you trust him. Keep looking. I know this is a little long, but hang on. Don't let knowledge depart from you. When you read that book, you take that word in. Look at it. My son, let not them depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom direct. How do I trust the Lord with all my heart? When I read that book, when I memorize those scriptures, man, hang on to them like hidden treasure. Seek them as fine silver. Don't let it go from you. Hang in there with it. Oh, man, I learned something. Review it in your mind. Write it down. Mark it. That's how you trust in the Lord. Don't let this stuff depart from you. Amen? Trusting is believing. Now, Roger, we're going to fly. We got to. All right, so just go through them as quickly as you can. What does trusting God bring to me? Here it is. I'm going to fly. Here's what I get when I trust God. That's how you trust God, according to Proverbs 3. This is what you get when you trust God. Look at it. It brings happiness. Proverbs 3, happy's the man that finds wisdom. It'll bring happiness to you. Keep moving. It's the tree of life. It'll bring happiness to you. Keep looking. It brings wisdom and understanding. You're going to be smarter, wiser. You're going to make better decisions when you trust the Lord with your whole heart. Happy is the man that finds wisdom, the man that gets understanding. It's going to lengthen your days on this planet. I believe that. I know accidents happen, but I believe this, friend. If you live according to the Word of God, you have a promise in the Word of God that you're going to live a long life. Okay? I know tragedies happen, but by and large, you can take that right to the bank. Do what the Bible says. You live a lifestyle according to the Word of God, you'll be surprised what diseases you don't get. Amen? He will help you. He will bless you. Length of days is in her right hand. The Bible says it'll be health to your navel. It'll be marrow to your bones. Trust the Lord. Believe in Him. Totally. It'll bring riches and honor. Uh-oh. Her left hand's riches and honor. I honestly believe if you practice the principles of the Word of God, you trust in Him with all your whole heart, especially His principles on finance, you will be blessed because of it. You will be richer because of it. Are you going to be rich, 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 rich? Oh, I ain't sure about that. But I believe you'll have more. I believe your needs will be met. I believe God honors His Word. He will do that. He'll give you honor. What does that mean? I believe if you live according to the Word of God, I believe you're going to find yourself being promoted in your job. Okay? I ain't saying reading a memorized little verse and claim it, name it, claim it. I'm talking about put it to practice. Let it get inside of your life. Start living like a Christian, believing like a Christian, serving the Lord with your whole heart. I believe God's going to bless you. And if it ain't that job, you might need to get another job. I believe He's got something for you. I believe that. That ain't crazy preaching. Your barns will be filled with plenty. The presses will burst out with new wine, the Bible says. Keep looking. Trusting God totally. See, I don't think many people tap into this trusting Him totally. It'll bring pleasantness and peace. Her ways are pleasantness and peace. I believe you'll have peace in your life. I believe the stress, the worry, the fretting will dissipate when you trust in the Lord. Does that make any sense or not? Makes good sense to me. I'm going to do it. It helps you walk safely and not stumble. I believe if you trust in Him and you read His Word and you believe Him and you sell out totally, I believe He'll show you pitfalls along the way and help you stay out of the ditch. I believe that. You'll walk in the way safely and your foot won't stumble. Keep looking. Trusting God causes you not to be afraid and it'll help you sleep sweet at night. Lord, I know, I believe in You. I trust in You totally. That'll help you when you sleep. I ain't talking about just saying something. I'm talking about making it part of you. You lay your head down on your pillow at night knowing my Father controls everything. He gives me every breath I breathe, so I'm going to sleep good tonight. Amen? He can help you, friend. When you lie down, you won't be afraid. You'll lie down and sleep. You'll be sweet. That's what He says right here in Proverbs 3. Look at it. It means He'll be your confidence. He'll be your confidence. The Lord shall be your confidence. What does that mean? It means you're going to start talking like this. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. You'll say something like this. We're more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Amen? That ain't crazy, wild-eyed Christian talk. That's Bible. That's good stuff. He'll be your confidence. Come on. Let's keep looking. He'll help you do good to others. Look at that. Withhold not good from them when it's due, when it's in the power of your hand to do it. You know what? If you start trusting in the Lord, fearing Him, take the smart start, you're going to be a nicer person. You are. I've seen people mean as a snake. I ain't saying they turned into super saints. However, I have seen a move in the direction of being nicer. God can help you. He'll help you do that to folk. Okay? Say not unto your neighbor. Listen to what Jesus said. Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Look at it. This is the first and great commandment. The second is like unto it. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you love Him, serve Him, you're going to love other people. Helps you dwell securely with your neighbors. What does that mean? You're going to be a better neighbor. Devise not evil against your neighbor, seeing he dwells securely by thee. Strive not with a man without a cause. That's stupid. If he's not done anything to you. You ever been like that? We probably got some in the building like that. I mean, you have been so jumpy and wanting to bust somebody, and that's sort of like me. You know? But you know what? When you trust the Lord and you trust His Word, it's going to help you not take that ball bat to hit somebody upside the head. Amen? It's going to keep your butt out of trouble. I'm talking about trusting Him. I'm telling you, this is real practical. It really does work. Keep looking. It helps you not to envy the wicked. You've heard me tell the story. I was standing at a stoplight, and I looked, and I'm in, at that time, an older pickup truck, and I look over there, and there's a guy that my age, he's a doctor, he's in a brand new Porsche. He's building a new practice. I'm trying to build a new church. The problem is, at the end of the day, he gets to keep everything he earns. His family will get it all. I don't get anything. I get a paycheck, but everything we build goes to the glory of God. Are you hearing me? Everything he builds goes to his family. And I'm sitting in my truck, and my wife's with me, and I'm having these thoughts, and I tell her what I'm thinking, and she smacks me right upside the head. Not literally, but she told me what a jerk and how, you know, crazy I am. You know, and that is maybe his heaven down here, and we got stuff on the other side. A different perspective. What was I doing? I was being wrong. I was wicked. I was envying somebody. Trusting the Lord and knowing and seeing the big picture helps you not to envy that guy at work or down the street or who has this, that, or the other. Are you hearing me? You might think this is crazy. I think it's good stuff. Don't envy the oppressor. Don't choose any of his ways. Keep looking. It'll help you inherit. It'll let you inherit glory and promotion. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. If you trust the Lord, God's going to bless you. If you trust the Lord with all your heart, He's going to bless you. I believe that. And quite frankly, you'd have to probably cut my hands off or something. Or make, you know, I don't even think I'd quit believing if you did that. I really believe what I'm telling you today. Trust the Lord with all your heart, 110%. If you need a visual, Florida on the field, get out there and do it. Trust Him with all your heart. Trusting is believing. Last scripture this morning. God says, put me to the test. Listen, if you're listening today, radio, television, listen. God says, put me to the test. Put me to the test. Put me to the test. God says, trust me. Go ahead. It's sort of pitiful God has to challenge us like this, but He does. Look at it. Malachi 3. There's more to it than just money here. Catch it. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house. Prove me. Test me. Trust me. Herewith says the Lord, and see if I won't open you the windows of heaven. I will pour out you a blessing. There shall not be room enough to receive it. Then He says this, if you do that, I'll rebuke the devourer for your sake. He shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. And all the nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, says the Lord of hosts. Here's what happens if you'll take His challenge and you trust Him. Look at it. Three things God says right here. Say it with me. I will bless you. Number two, I will rebuke Satan for you. And number three, I'll make you a testimony. It's something how some people want to have a testimony like somebody else has. Maybe you got to trust Him. You hear me? Oh, I want to have a testimony like that. How about trust Him? Amen? Trust Him. He will bless you. He'll rebuke the devil for you. And He'll make you a testimony. Trust the Lord with all of your heart.